Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. The nation is celebrating Constitution Day today. The theme of this year's celebration is Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. The main function will be held in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will attend the event. Our correspondent reports that this year marks the 76th anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution.
On the occasion of Constitution Day, millions across India will read the preamble from cities to villages. The President will lead the reading of the preamble of the Constitution. During the program, the translated version of Constitution of India will be released in 9 languages, including Malayalam, Marathi, Nepali, Punjabi, Bodo, Kashmiri, Telugu, Odia, and Assamese. A commemorative booklet, Bharat Ki Samvidhan Se Kala or Calligraphy, will also be released. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Along with the rest of the country, Nagaland is also celebrating Constitution Day today to commemorate the adoption of the Constitution of India. Different programs are being organized across the state departments and district offices where the preamble to the Constitution will be read out. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens of the country to embrace inclusivity as the nation advances towards becoming Viksit Bharat. Speaking at an event yesterday, he said the central government is working for the upliftment of each and every person, particularly the marginalized sections of the society. He emphasized that the nation should be proud of its culture.
जब हम अपनी पहचान भूलते हैं, तो हम स्वयं को खो देते हैं। और जब पहचान लौटती है, तो राष्ट्र का आत्मविश्वास भी लौट आता है। देश को आगे बढ़ना है, तो अपनी विरासत पर गर्व करना होगा। अपनी विरासत पर गर्व के साथ साथ एक और बात भी महत्वपूर्ण है और वो है गुलामी की मानसिकता से पूरी तरह मुक्ति.
The Prime Minister asserted that if India resolves to overcome the mentality of slavery within the next decade, it will ignite a wave of confidence that will make the vision of a developed India by 2047 unstoppable. Nagaland has introduced a new helicopter service aimed at enhancing connectivity and enriching the tourist experience ahead of the Hornbill Festival. Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along flagged off the aerial experience rides at the Lere Helipad Kohima yesterday in the presence of several key officials. Launched by Thambi Aviation Private Limited in collaboration with the State Tourism Department, the service will offer breathtaking views of Kohima, Zuku Valley and the Hornbill Festival. Besides flights between Kohima and Kigwema, tourists can also charter the helicopter to various destinations across the state. The service will operate from Dimapur Airport, Kohima Heliport and Kigwema Heliport with subsidized rates for both domestic and international tourists. In another exciting development, Hornbill Festival has partnered with international music giant Spotify. Announcing the news on X, advisor to the Chief Minister Abhu Mehta said the collaboration will bring global energy to Nagaland's biggest stage. As part of the partnership, a special Spotify night will be held on December 7th, featuring top artists from across India along with homegrown talent from Nagaland. Advisor of Agriculture Mathan Yantan held a departmental meeting yesterday with officers from the Directorate and the Secretariat to review the progress of various schemes and programs under the department. In a social media post, Mr. Yantan noted that with the onset of the festive season, official duties often take a backseat to personal engagements, leading to delays and affecting the delivery of public services. He said the meeting aimed to prevent such lapses by reinforcing collective responsibility and ensuring that official work continues without interruption. Mr. Yantan urged officers to remain committed so that the public is not inconvenienced by negligence or festive distractions. And in weather, dense fog is very likely to prevail in isolated pockets of Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. According to the India Meteorological Department, no significant change in the minimum temperature is expected across the region during the next 7 days. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.